After a 21-month closure, the Gaiety Theatre will be reopening its doors in January. And behind those doors, many changes have been taking place behind the scenes. Joseph Patrick is the new owner of the Gaiety Theatre in Collingwood's downtown, taking over the day-to-day operation and ownership of the theatre in December. Sid Dickinson, who previously operated the Gaiety for the past 18 years, still owns the building. As the building owner, Sid is not only our landlord, but a vital consultant with a long, passionate history at the Gaiety, and deep ties to the community, Patrick told CollingwoodToday.ca this week. I have been coming to Collingwood for years, and I have loved this theatre from the first time I visited and met Sid. The Gaiety is a destination for entertainment, and has an interesting and storied past. I am excited to now be a part of that story, he said. Patrick and his team, a small group of award-winning entertainment professionals, produces and manages live theater, music, and comedy, touring several shows across the country. He recently moved to Collingwood to support the endeavor. I have a new place in Collingwood, and some of our team will be relocating here. We've met many of our neighbors already, and folks are very excited to hear the theater is reopening soon, he said. During the pandemic, Dickinson had renovations completed at the 100-year-old theater, including work on the facade and exterior signs. See more. Gaiety Theater playing it safe to ride out pandemic since taking over, Patrick says he and his team have also completed major sound and lighting upgrades, as well as other aesthetic improvements. He has been working with his team to reschedule shows that were postponed due to the pandemic. Shows confirmed so far include a Fleetwood Mac tribute show on January 7, followed by a Bon Jovi tribute on January 8. The Payadora Tango Ensemble will make an appearance on January 15. Artists have been extremely grateful and eager to rebook their postponed shows. Scheduling conflicts aside, it has been exceptionally smooth, he said. When attending shows in the new year, proof of vaccination will be required, as will masking. With so many entertainment venues closing, it's more important than ever to create safe spaces to engage artists and fans, said Patrick. Folks will need to follow whatever rules the government has in place at the time, including proof of vaccination or mask rules. Our customers have said they want this, and we want to make sure they feel safe. Overall, Patrick says he can't wait to see patrons enter the doors of the theater. We're entertainment people. We're performing arts people. It's a lot of hard work, but it's rewarding to see that hard work pay off when folks are having a great time at a concert or stage show, said Patrick. Many haven't been out with their friends in a long time. Many haven't been to a live show in years. We're really looking forward to giving those people a great night out, Patrick explained. For more information on the Gaiety Theatre, click here.